Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excellent. Take care of yourselves. We are back and we are excited to be back. Got an interesting story for you tonight. So, many of you have heard of Bob Lazar. I'm not going to bother you talking about Bob Lazar for too long here. What I do want to bring to light is the fact that his house got raided. And a lot of people don't know that. They didn't really publicize that. And even if you go onto his Wikipedia page, there's nothing about it. Actually, on his Wikipedia page, there's very little. I know Wikipedia's not that reliable, but come on, man. There should be a lot on Bob Lazar. And if you go on his page, it says conspiracy theorist and blah, 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 blah. I mean, dude's a bona fide, you know, employee of the government, you know, previously anyway. So, nonetheless, came across a story, and it has to do with Jeremy Corbell, who was at the briefing of Grush and has been behind so many different documentaries on UFO and the paranormal in general. So, this podcast is going to talk about the raid. It's going to talk about what they learned about during this raid, and then a little bit about what Bob actually talked about back in the day about the most classified document, which is actually not one document, but it's actually a series of documents, and why it's the most classified thing, according to him, in the government. So I'll get to that in just a moment. So first I want to talk about this raid. So it happened back when Jeremy Corbell was at Bob Lazar's Michigan property back in 2017. So Jeremy was there gathering information for his up-and-coming documentary, Bob Lazar and Area 51 and the Flying Saucers. So he's going to do a whole documentary about it. He goes up to Bob's place, and he talks to him, and he says, okay, I have my cameras here. I'm ready to produce. I have all my filmmakers here, but if we're going to talk about anything that's serious, that you know, could get you in trouble, or, you know, that's going to be an issue, you know, let's go out off property, away from the recording devices, outside of your house, and, you know, just in case there's things bugged, let's go out and talk out in the forest, and off of his on his property, but away from the house. They walked 600 yards. 600 yards is 6 football fields, man. That's insanely long. This property must be huge. And on top of that, see, when I had initially read this story and I had heard that the government raided his house, you know, right after Corbell left, I thought, well, immediately, okay, the government raided his house because Corbell was there trying to gather information for this documentary and they heard something over their phones, right? Because the government can easily just tap your phones. And to my surprise, they actually ditched their phones and put them next to a tree 200 yards away. It just walked 200 yards from those phones. So nowhere near the phones. And these guys were talking, and they started talking about element 115, right? Unpentium, right? And supposedly, Corbell alluded to the fact that Bob Lazar said that he's smuggled some out somehow out of Area 51, and he's been in possession of it for 30 years. That's why Bob was so surprised when this raid happened, because he thought he was off the government's radar. He hasn't had any real interaction with them for years, and he was shocked to be raided. So I'll continue with this story and then we'll move forward a little bit. So they're talking out in the woods about the fact that Bob has experimented with 115, element 115. He's experimented with friends. Back in the day, they experimented. They did a cloud box study, basically filling a box with fog and then having the element inside the fog and then seeing how the gravity bends the fog around this onanpentium. So he wanted to show his scientific friends that this is exactly what this element can do. It can bend space and time, basically. So that's why they use this element in the spaceship, so that it can bend space-time and have its own gravitational field, so they can, boom, move faster than the speed of light, right? So when they had this conversation, Korbel and Lazar were under the impression that nobody could hear them, and nobody cared, right? They're on the property. Bob hasn't been contacted for years by the government. They come back. They grab their phones. They go back. They finish their interviews and documentary, and Korbel leaves. The same day Korbel leaves Lazar's property, Lazar gets raided a few hours later. Almost every alphabet agency, FBI, CIA, whatever, DIA, was all there at his house. They're all pulling up in the black Suburbans. They're coming in with guns drawn. They kick Lazar and his assistant out, his business assistant or associate out of this, basically his property's facility where he has his own business, and they do scientific work there. And they say their cover story is these agencies tell Lazar that they're there because they believe he's selling thallium, and that thallium, is being sold improperly. Now, it's really interesting because I actually did a TikTok on thallium and a car being driven on thallium. It's one of the heaviest elements there are. It's really interesting because it's not like it's illegal to have or something like that. It's a bluish white metal that turns gray on exposure to air. It was first discovered back in 1861. It is a soft, heavy, inelastic, meaning strong, I'm assuming, right? Metal. Thallium is tasteless and odorous and has been used by murderers as a difficult to detect poison. So it's interesting, right? So UFO, stories. I just wanted to see if they had any information about this in UFO stories. And, you know, I guess if it's an issue for folks that, you know, might have a problem with, the government and them being, a suspect or something like that. That could be an issue, but, let's take a look. I found one article that has thallium and Bob in it. And I just wanted to see if there was any more info about this, because who the heck really cares about thallium being shipped, right? I just don't understand why the government would be really that concerned about just some random element, unless it had a real issue, right? A real threat to, national security or something like that. The guy has a scientific lab and a science company, built. So why would they really care? He could ship in a whole bunch of different elements and things like that, but apparently, that wasn't the case. Again, going back to an article on science.howstuffworks.com, in 2019, Vice's Tech Channel published a lengthy article about Lazar. It detailed that the FBI and Michigan State Police had raided Lazar's scientific company in 2017 looking for thallium sulfate, which can be used as a poison and featured in someone's mysterious death. So I think that's kind of interesting. I just wanted to keep doing some research here. I bet you the government's going to be like, oh, he's searching thallium. Oh, we got to go check him out too, but I don't give a shit. So, anywho, story is that that's what they were there for. Later on, the government said to Lazar, they're like, yeah, we have the exact conversation you guys were talking about recorded. How could they have recorded this conversation out in the woods? They couldn't have, because they didn't have their phones. They didn't have any recording devices on them that they were aware of. But if you do the research, you can find out that they can do a whole bunch of recordings with a simple boom mic attached to a cone pointed directly at you, you know, from a distance, a long distance. They can capture it, and it can be super clear. It doesn't have, they don't have to be right on you. So I thought that was interesting. So anywho, that's the story there. Now, what happened later is that they all blame Jeremy Corbell. They say, oh, you talked to the feds. They wanted to, you know, arrest me for the stupid thallium crap. But, you know, you talked to the feds about where I might actually be stashing element 115. And if that was the case, if he was actually stashing element 115 and he had smuggled it out somehow, they could catch him up on some serious, you know, crimes and charges. But that's not the case. If he has it, they haven't found it. And I think that if they were really trying to find it, they would have been able to find it. So does he have it? Maybe. But if he has it, wouldn't you think they would have some sort of detection devices they could go in there and check things out with? I don't get it. I don't get it at all. So the question remains, what is this top secret document that Lazar talked about in one of his first interviews back in the 80s? Okay. There was a quick interview he did, and he happened to mention that there was a theory in this document that was so far out there he didn't even want to talk about it on this interview. The interviewer was so interested, he's like, okay, forget the fact that you think it's far out there. That's been noted. Okay, tell us what you know about this highly classified document. So Lazar goes on to state that he believes, well, not he believes, he was read in or read that this group of documents is all religious, and it all has to do with how the aliens see us as containers. The interviewer asks him, what do you mean containers? And Lazar just like kind of throws his hands up and he's like, containers. He's like, and the interviewer's like, well, what do you mean containers? And Lazar's like, you could think of containers of souls, you could think containers of cookies, whatever you want to think of. But he said that these documents in this religious text had to do with the fact that we are containers. We have to protect the containers, and that's what it's all about. So the religion itself was to protect the containers. So if you can think about any religion, it doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's kind of giving you a group of rules to live by to avoid violence, then you're going to be protecting the containers, whether it's, you know, Christianity, Judaism, you know, Buddhism, whatever the case is. Whatever religion they wanted to make up, they could make up, put it in a different, put different documents, sorry, in different parts of the planet. As long as they had a beneficial doctrine, nonviolence, they were protecting the containers, right? So religion by default then has to be protected, right? So that we protect our containers. We don't do any damage to our containers, even though our society and our culture is filled with violence. Filled with violence. Everything from Hollywood to just living in general in America, it's just filled with violence. So, you have to wonder, you know, why is that such a classified document? But we've heard from many different whistleblowers, many different abductees, that we are containers, that we are, what, for whatever reason, containers of souls, containers of whatever. But he also stated within this document that there was proof that we are advanced, we were pushed or accelerated evolution via the aliens. So they utilize our DNA to accelerate our evolution with the primates who are already here to elevate our consciousness or our understanding, or maybe to reduce our violence, right? To maybe have some sort of understanding of peace and camaraderie and socialism, you know, society and being social, not socialism, but being social, and to reduce the violence. So if that was the case, I mean, you know, this entire document, which would be a humongous book, he said it was super thick. It looked like he was holding his fingers open like 2 inches, you know, maybe 3 inches, if you're not watching the podcast. So it makes sense why the government would have to protect that, why the Vatican is protecting it, why the Vatican has so many different alien technologies down there and so many documents and books in their own right that are hundreds and sometimes thousands of years old. So, that being said, Lazar has so much information. He's still being watched by the government. He thought he wasn't being watched anymore. He's like, it's been 30 years. But he's still being watched, and they found out through, I can't remember who they found out through. It wasn't through FOIA, I don't think. But they found out that Lazar's facility was being watched and monitored 2 days before the raid. So they probably knew that Korbel was going to go out there. Maybe Lazar would reveal his location of his Unpentium on his property, and they could go in and get it. But that doesn't seem to be the case, does it? So it remains to be seen what will happen with Lazar. I kind of believe that in the same theory that was it the Joker in Batman Begins, or it's Harvey Dent? I can't remember who it was. You either die a hero, or you live long enough to see yourself become a villain. So if you know, Bob kicked the bucket early before he gets in trouble or anything like that, then he dies a hero. If he gets arrested and they press charges on him and he's found guilty and, you know, they can get him on something, then he will die the villain, right? Because he did something horrible. They could set him up for something horrible. So anyway, I think it's a really interesting story. I think it's really interesting that he got raided recently. You know, when, I mean, I know 27 isn't necessarily quote unquote recent, still 7 years ago now, but it still feels recent. And I think that it is a really interesting story that just came to light for me. I wanted to share it with you guys, and I want to let you know that, you know, I think he knows more than what we've still heard. There's still more that he knows that we're getting revelations about. So as they come to light, I will definitely bring them to you. I think they're fascinating. So I hope you guys are having a great day, great night, great life. As you notice, I've been releasing a couple of episodes that were locked for subscription. I'll be releasing more and more of those as I reduce and add to the subscriptions from newer episodes. So I hope you guys enjoy some of these old ones from the vault. I know I have improved a little bit, and I've brought more energy since 2020 and 21. So those were some tougher times in my life, but things are getting a bit better. So anyway, I hope you guys are doing awesome. Take care of yourselves physically, spiritually, emotionally. Follow through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Until next time, guys, take care. Lockdown Universe out. Peace.